High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
That brings me to 13 minutes to 5, and I'm absolutely delighted to say that on the line I have Rabbi Levi Avtson. Unfortunately, we are not going to be talking about something nice. Rabbi, thank you for being with me this afternoon. Thank you for making the time, and truly appreciate it.
Of course, and thank you for having me.
Rabbi, I was not fortunate enough to know Eli Kay, neither do I know his family. Give us a sense of the man. I'm presuming you knew him.
Yes, I knew him very well. I taught him for quite a few years in high school, and he's one of the first families I met. I moved to this country about 11 years ago, and the Kay family, starting from the grandparents, I'm Cliffy and Jesse, and then all many of their boys who live here in town. They're just the most welcoming, warm family. When my parents came to visit me not too long after I moved here, the one place I thought of putting them up, because I couldn't put them at my flat, was the Kay home.
Yeah.
Because that's what Avi and Devorah did. They're just like, they had this magnificent home that was open to all. And they raised their kids to be solid, very much their own people. Each one of their children's very much their own person. And Eli was, you know, he stood out. He was the kind of kid that really, really stood out. He was vivacious. He was strong. He didn't let himself be fooled by anybody. He could see hypocrisy from 500 miles away. Yeah. And he had no patience for it. He was a truth seeker, and he was seeking for truth. And once he found the truth, he was not scared to go as far as the truth would take him.
And I read that he did join Tzahal, the IDF, but he joined a specific unit. Is that correct?
He was a paratrooper. He was in the Tzanchanim, which is one of the more intense units. And he was the kind of kid that if he decided something, he went all the way. So first he went to study in yeshiva in Israel, in the south, in Kiryat Gat, did it all the way. Then the army. Then he went to work in farming. And then he went to be a kind of a tour guide, but more like a guide of the Western Wall. And that's actually where he was going to on the morning of his murder. He worked as one of the guides at the Western Wall, you know, explaining to people the history, the context, what this wall and the mountain mean for the Jewish people. And he was passionate about sharing his love for Israel with others. And he was on the way to work when this travesty took place.
Yeah, this absolute insane act. Rabbi, in terms of the man himself, I believe he had a fiance, he was going to get married. I mean, he had everything to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. And his brother just got married 3 weeks ago in Israel. And the whole family flew in from South Africa and other places of the world for the wedding. And they literally had this most beautiful moment just a few weeks ago. And today, the whole family flew back. But for a very different reason.
Very different reason. Yeah.
Eli was, gosh, he lived life to the fullest. I mentioned on Facebook today that I took a trip, of the Great Tents in Torah Academy in 2012. We went for the Chagim October time.
Yeah.
To New York. And you could see in the pictures and just, you know, you could see it in Eli's face how much joy of life the kid had, Joie de Vivre. The kid literally was full of fun, full of leadership, and a genuine heart. When you would have a conversation with him, it was real. It was one of those people that within 2 minutes you're going to real. You're not just beating around the bush and, you know, talking nonsense. He was a seeker, and it was with his whole heart. And that's what stays with me more than anything.
Quite remarkable. As I say, I didn't know him. I didn't have the privilege of knowing him. And yet the loss was so deeply felt yesterday and today. Something remarkable about the South African Jewish community that there is a dynamic like that at play where one feels the loss personally.
Yeah, but I have to say for the last 2 years, it's also been an Achilles heel because we've had so much pain. That for many of us, it can break us. In other words, there's a limit to how much pain we could take in. And for me, what I would say is at the one hand, like it's an incredible strength of us that we feel each other's pain. but we cannot let it drown out our faith, our joy of life, and our hope for a better future.
So, Rabbi, because, yeah, that was the question that I was wanting to ask you and felt pretty bad about asking you, given that you are a rabbi, but how on earth does one make sense of this?
Listen, in the last few months, I've stood at the graves of young fathers died from COVID, someone shot, children, teenagers, suicides. And each time that question haunts you. It's a haunting question. And it's the greatest question of faith. In other words, it's not a question that we invented in 2021.
Sure.
The first people who believed, Abraham, Moshe, etc., Moses, they questioned it because it's this incredible incongruency that we feel. On the one hand, we know that God is good. And on the other hand, how can this be good? And it's an incredible challenge. And I often tell my community, I'm not God's lawyer. And it, you know, when a rabbi starts thinking he's God's lawyer, he's totally overstepped. And I, on the one hand, I believe that God is good and he knows what he's doing in a way that we can't understand. But at the same time, I believe that we can challenge God like we do every day in prayer and saying, God, enough. This is too much. It's too much. We, you know, we want better times and we want goodness that we don't have to convince ourselves is goodness. We want goodness that is obviously goodness.
Rabbi, you know the family, you know the parents. Is there enough support? Are they going to be given what they need in order to be able to pull through this?
I have no doubt. I have no doubt. First of all, they've been accepted so beautifully into the community in Modi'in where they made Aliyah to just under 12 months ago. But also they have a beautiful family on both sides. The Kay family and the Levine family are both wholesome and loving families, and plus many friends all over. I'm not worried about them being surrounded with love, okay. But yes, I pray for them to find comfort.
That's a good place to leave it this afternoon. Rabbi Levi Avtson, thank you for being with us here on Chai FM this afternoon and paying tribute to Eli Kay.